This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
We'll be right back.
Hello, you are listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Gracie, and you are listening to All the Geets. We have a fun show for you today. We are doing all songs that are television theme songs. So that was from Shameless. It's called The Luck You Got by the High Strung. Shameless is one of my favorite television shows, so I hope you enjoyed the theme song. Now we have 7:30 a.m. by Slothrust, and it is the theme song for You're the Worst, another great show, so I hope you enjoy.
Kind of.
Give me your hands, show me the door. I cannot stand to wait anymore. Somebody say, be what you be. We could be old and cold and dead on the sea. But I love you more than words can say.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. So, what have we played so far, Gracie?
We have done the theme song from Shameless. We have done the theme song from You're the Worst. And we just recently played At Least It Was Here by the 88 from the Community theme song.
You know, I actually just started watching Community.
Oh, right. What do you think?
I think it's really funny.
It was one of my, favorite shows when it was airing.
Yeah. No, it's surprisingly funny.
Yeah.
Because I think it's kind of like this humor where you're like, it's a little over the top and it's a little not over the top.
Uh-huh.
But it just hits that balance right in the middle.
And it's so smart.
It's so smart. Yeah. No, bringing that weird group of people together.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you watching on Hulu?
On Hulu.
Yeah, I need to. I want to rewatch it. I feel like I would appreciate it more.
Yeah.
As I get older. Because I watched it pretty young.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's fun too because even the summer, not that I went to community college, mm-hmm. but I did take a CNA course,
uh-huh.
and there were plenty of people that were the people in uh-huh. community. People that were going back to school because they didn't have anything to do, mm-hmm. and people that actually had reasons to go back to school, and mm-hmm. then people that were already EMTs. So it was just mm-hmm. funny, the mix of people.
Right.
And it created a fun dynamic. So it's fun to watch that play out in a more dramatized version.
Yeah.
So.
Very cool.
I do like that. What's your favorite, that kind of comedy TV show?
Well, my favorite comedy TV show, and I feel like it falls in the same vein as 30 Rock.
Okay.
Just because it's so hilarious. Every line, I feel is crafted well.
Mm-hmm.
And, Tina Fey is so funny as Liz Lemon.
Mm-hmm.
And every character is, ridiculous, but, also believable.
Yeah.
You know, there's such a caricature, but you're also I kind of know someone like that, you know?
Yeah, definitely. That's funny.
That's really good.
That is really good. I don't know if I could come up with, a favorite comedy show.
You don't have a favorite comedy?
I mean, my go-to if I, need a good laugh is definitely New Girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very respectable.
I feel like it's, one of the few shows that, I will watch and just laugh out loud mm-hmm. for, a while.
Okay.
Yeah. By myself in my room and look ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I feel that. I always, I forget how funny New Girl is, and then I, rewatched it last winter break. Or, I watched, the new season, and I was like, oh, I guess I have nothing else to do. And then I was like, this is hilarious.
It's so funny. The world needs to watch New Girl. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
The show I've been rewatching recently when I, am feeling, what am I going to do? How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother.
It's a classic.
You know, I actually never watched it.
Mimi?
I know. I watched, the first couple episodes of the first season.
Uh-huh.
And I think, I needed to,
you didn't get
commit,
into it.
But oh. I did. Yeah, I never got into it. So, maybe I need to try again.
It's really good. It's, it doesn't have, the same, it's not smart humor mm-hmm. in the way that, I think, Community or 30 Rock is. But, it's really, it's funny. You know, you'll laugh. It reminds me of Friends.
Okay.
Which is, I think, the vibe they were going for, honestly.
I do like Friends. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you know what's a comedy that the world needs to discover?
What?
The Good Place. Have you watched it?
Uh-uh.
Okay, it's actually really funny. It's so ridiculous, first uh-huh. of all. But it's about these, people
mm-hmm.
that got into, this, there's not really, a heaven or hell in the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's, there's either the good place or the bad place, and kind of based on what you did during your life, you get into the good place uh-huh. or the bad place.
So isn't that heaven or hell?
It's not perfect.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Okay.
And so the idea is this girl, like, gets into the good place, mm-hmm. but she doesn't deserve to be there. Like, they think she's a different person. And so it's, like, trying to, like, figure out what she's supposed to be doing there. So it's pretty funny.
That sounds funny.
Yeah.
It does. It's one of those shows that I feel like looks bad, but, like, I've been hearing good reviews of.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I think they advertised it very poorly, mm-hmm. but it's very good.
And I love Kristen Bell.
I love Kristen Bell. I love her, like, marriage. I think it's so cute. Did you ever watch that video of them singing, like, what's that song? It's, like, by Toto. It's, like, the Africa song.
Africa.
It's just called Africa.
It's just called Africa.
They went to Africa and, like, lip-synced the whole song in, like, different scenes of, like, the safari.
Oh, my God, I love that.
And it is amazing. Uh-huh. Yeah, you need to go watch it. All our listeners as well. But anyway, we've been rambling for a while, so maybe we can play our next theme song. What do we have coming up next?
Did you ever watch Scrubs?
I did watch, okay, yeah, I did watch Scrubs, and this is something that we talked about after we play the theme song.
Okay.
So let's go.
Out the door, just in time, head down the 405, gotta meet the new boss by 8 a.m. In the car, the wife is working hard. She's running late tonight again. Well, I know what I've been told. You gotta work to feed the soul. But I can't do this all on my own. No, I know I'm no Superman. Just plugged into the wall. And that deck of tarot cards won't get you very far. There ain't no hand to break your fall. Well, I know what I've been told. You gotta know just when to fold. But I can't do this all. Superman. Line, won the race but lost your mind. Was it worth it after all? I need you here with me, 'cause love is all we need. Just take a hold of the hand that breaks the fall. Well, I know what I've been told. Gotta break free to break the mold. But I can't do this all. Superman. I'm no Superman. I'm no Superman. Someday we'll be together. I'm no Superman. Someday we'll be together. Superman.
second time
So we just played the Scrubs theme song and the theme song from Orange is the New Black.
Yes.
Of which I only watched one, but it seems like that was an intense theme song.
It is. It's actually, it's a really cool like title sequence. So they have, they like flash pictures of people and I think they're real inmates, but I don't want to speak out of turn.
Okay.
But you can only see like their like parts of their face.
Okay.
It's really emotional.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. And we were just talking about even Scrubs being kind of an underrated medical show.
Completely. It was a little before our time.
A little. So quite possibly it was very properly rated before us, but underrated when once we got there. I don't know, but we're also talking about how Grey's Anatomy is a little overrated as a medical show.
Right. I think Mimi said it best when she said overrated as a medical show, but like well-rated as a drama.
Yes. Because it's not necessarily about anything medical at this point. It's
they barely even see cases at this point.
Yeah, people just die.
Yeah.
That like aren't even sick.
Like the hiccups person who died.
Oh, that was sad. See, that's sad. Yeah, I'm not sure. But I heard Scrubs is like a good representation of what your residency actually looks like.
Yeah, so you have to watch it. Take notes.
I'm taking notes.
It was filmed at the hospital on my way to school.
Was it? Really?
Mm-hmm. They tore it down though, like right after they stopped filming, so I never actually got to go there.
Interesting. Yeah, that would have been cool.
It would have been.
I've actually also been watching The Good Doctor lately.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about it, Mimi.
It's been good. I think the premise is really interesting. Like, a doctor who is autistic and kind of showing that, like, you don't necessarily, like, that doesn't necessarily mean that you can't be a doctor. And I don't know. I feel like it's been kind of slow to start. So I'm kind of waiting for it to pick up. But overall, I think it has some potential.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to let it run for like a couple more episodes. And if it doesn't get better from here, I'm going to stop. But I think it's good.
I haven't watched any shows this new season.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, maybe the
good. Are you watching any other ones?
Currently. Oh, well, you are. Well, I guess it's not a new show, but you're watching Riverdale.
I haven't even started that one yet. I know.
Haven't started Riverdale?
I started, the only show I've watched this season, and not even like new show, is How I Met Your Mother. No, sorry, How to Get Away with Murder.
Interesting. An interesting choice, honestly.
Okay, How to Get Away with Murder is so good, Mimi.
It is so bad at this point.
At this point, it's the best Shonda Rhimes show. There, I said it. I said it.
Okay, arguably not, but well, what other shows is she doing? Scandal, Grey's, Okay, you're right. Yeah. I think though the bar is set pretty low for Shonda right now.
That's true.
Yeah.
She's really she's just not doing as well.
Yeah, she isn't. She really isn't. I'm actually watching a lot of seasons on TV right now. Like This Is Us.
Uh-huh.
Which I really think, and listeners can disagree with me, but has kind of lowered in quality since the first season. I remember crying almost every episode of the first season. And maybe this isn't a good way to rate a show just by how many tears I shed. But I feel like I'm not emotionally connected this season, which is kind of disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
The Good Doctor, Riverdale. Those are my... and The Good Place. I'm watching a lot.
Yeah. Look at you.
Where do I have all the time to do this?
I really want to... Okay, well, we can play some songs and then we can discuss Netflix shows you want to watch, because I have a few that I'm watching right now.
Sounds great.
What's it called when you like have to take a different road? Diversion.
Okay.
That's not what I'm looking for.
Digression.
Digression.
I don't know. I'm not a thesaurus. You're the English major here.
Into teen girl dramas. So we have the theme song from The OC and from Gilmore Girls. So enjoy.
Two favorite shows of mine. Here we go.
Been on the run, driving in the sun, looking out for number one. California, here we come, right back where we started from. Well, hustlers, grab your guns, your shadow weighs a ton, driving down the 101. California, here we come, right back where we started from. California. Nothing's gonna stop me now. California, here we come, right back where we started from. A pedal to the floor, thinking of the war, gotta get us to the show. California, here we come, right back where we started from. California.
I would go to the ends of the earth, 'cause darling, to me that's what you're worth. Where you lead, I will follow, anywhere that you tell me to. If you need, you need me to be with you, I will follow where you lead. If you're out on the road feeling lonely and so cold, all you have to do is call my name and I'll be there on the next train. Where you lead, I will follow. Wanted a real home with flowers on the windowsill. But if you wanna live in New York City, honey, you know I will.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
I never thought I could get satisfaction from just one man. But if
So when we first decided on this show, I had an ultimatum that if we cannot play the Gilmore Girls and the OC theme song, I will not do this show.
And here we are.
And here we are doing
it. We did it.
I'm so happy. Two of my favorite shows, honestly.
I think, and both great theme songs.
Great theme songs. I think the OC, that theme song fits it literally perfectly.
We have, like, I live in Los Angeles, and I would drive to the beach, and we'd always be like, you have to play the California song. And we'd like literally drive like PCH, which is like the road to Malibu, and we would like play it like windows down, like song blasting, like us all singing along, and it was so nice.
This is the most high school story I've ever heard.
Right.
I remember, okay, so the way that I discovered the OC was in high school. I was really obsessed with Gossip Girl,
mm-hmm.
which like maybe wasn't my best decision, but
no, it
it's
was.
Fine.
It was.
Okay, so I remember the night I finished Gossip Girl, I literally went into the state of like depression where I was like, this has been like the last, like, I don't even know how many years of my life.
Right.
Like, I've been watching this like nonstop, and now I know who Gossip Girl is, and this
right.
makes no sense.
Uh-huh.
And there was just like a lot of inner turmoil. And so I decided, like, I need to find a new show. And so I went onto IMDb, and you know how you can like look at like the related
uh-huh.
things? And I saw that the same producers of Gossip Girl made the OC.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, fun fact. So I was like, okay, I gotta check this out. But it was nowhere to be found. So I had to like go onto those like really sketchy like
illegal websites
uh-huh. to watch it. And boy, did that show change my life.
I love it.
It is like a defining show of my senior year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. I think definitely the most depressing point of my life
uh-huh.
thus far. was the night that the Broncos lost in the Super Bowl. And that same night, I was like, I gotta cheer myself up. So I watched The OC thinking it would cheer me up. And that night on the episode, one of the main characters, like, died. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, the universe hates me.
Is there nothing good left in the world?
So, anyway. But, of course, Gilmore Girls is, like, my classic life song.
Mm-hmm. It's so nice. Yeah. It's a great song.
Did you watch the revival?
I watched one episode.
Okay, thoughts?
And then I watched, like, the end of the last episode.
Okay.
I thought it did a good job for, like, you know, like, considering how much hype was surrounding it and yada, yada, yada. I thought, I don't know, something that's, like, bothered me throughout the entirety of, like, Gilmore Girls is, like, it's, like, wholesome unrealisticness, you know?
What? That's the best part.
I know. That's what everyone likes about
it. You are so cynical.
But, like, it always, like, I remember, like, I was watching it, like, as I was applying to college, and when, like, Rory gets into Princeton, Yale, and Harvard, despite having zero extracurriculars, I was like, this is untrue.
You're right.
So, like, when she's, like, working at 30 and, like, I don't know, okay, this was a really long story, but it didn't strike me as Rory for her to be unemployed at 30. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Like, I thought she'd have her life more together.
No, totally. I agree. I think that's the point, though. Like,
yeah, okay.
Like, a lot of people come out of college thinking that, like, they can, like, conquer the world, and then, like, they don't.
Right. Okay. Actually, and that's, like, completely contradicts my point of it being unrealistic. So, yeah. I'll take it back.
But I did not like it, ultimately.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
I mean, okay, so here's the thing, is growing up, Rory was, like, my spirit animal, right? Uh-huh. I was, like, she's great. Like, she's, like, a little bit awkward. Mm-hmm. She's nerdy. She does well in school. She right. likes books, you know? Yeah. I was like, this is good.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, like, this is me. Even, like, I rewatched it once I got into high school because my sisters watched it when I was, like, growing up, but mm-hmm. I didn't understand anything. So I rewatched it. And it was crazy. Like, her life followed mine. So, like, when she was applying for colleges, mm-hmm. I was applying for colleges.
Yeah.
When she, like, left for her, like, final hurrah, like, I was, like, leaving that summer to come to Tufts. So, uh-huh. like, it was just, like, everything lined up. Yeah. So, I was like, this is great. Like, I'm Rory. I could, like, deal with my own issues through mm-hmm. watching her.
Yeah.
And, like, it was great. And then I watched the revival, and I was like, dang, if this is me, I'm going to suck in 30, like when I'm 30. And so it was really sad. And I think, like you said, like, I think I'd hope for more for her. And yeah. like, I think it's unfair for the producers to get realistic now of all places.
Agree.
And so I think that was kind of disappointing.
I also think, like, so much of what the show has been like, who is she meant to end up with? And, like, having her, like, a little bit, like, or, like, explicitly not, I don't know, I just thought it was a weird choice to have her, like, potentially have Logan's child, but, like, not end up with it. It was just, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, who's asking for that ending?
Yeah, I think the idea was, like, it's, like, very circular, mm-hmm. but I think, like, you would want her to be able to, like, not become a young single mom. You know,
I feel like, I mean, even though, like, she and, like, Lorelai had, like, such a good connection and, like, yada, 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 like, I think, like, Lorelai kind of underscored how hard it is to be a single mom. So it just seems interesting that, like, they would have Rory end up in the same place.
It's very interesting. Well.
Well, we're now transitioning.
Okay.
To Disney Channel and Nickelodeon shows.
Okay. Very interesting. I like this.
What's your favorite? What's the one that stands out to you?
Out of the ones that we're playing?
No, just in general.
In general?
In general.
As a child, let's see, I really liked, I mean, I really liked That's So Raven.
Uh-huh.
I think it was the perfect mixture of humor, uh-huh. of drama,
sure.
of family dynamics.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great. I still remember to this day, this episode where, like, Raven's so grossed out when, like, someone blows their nose in a tissue and, like, looks at it. Uh-huh. And when I was, like, 7, obviously I always looked at what I blew into a tissue. So literally from then on, I was like, I'm never gonna look into my tissue again. And so it's taught me a lot of life lessons.
Okay, on that note, we have a song. We have the Drake and Josh theme song first. All I found right. A Way by Drake Bell.
Great, thanks.
Well, I never thought that it'd be so simple, but I found a way, I found a way. And I always thought that it'd be too crazy, but I found a way, I found a way.
So that was Victorious.
That was Victorious.
It's a classic.
And as we do our PSA,
we're going to play It's Always Sunny in the background because I feel like it's appropriate.
It is very appropriate.
Right? Isn't it fun?
Okay. So what should we teach the people about today? Annoyed by all the noise from airplanes departing Logan Airport?
Oh, I am, maybe. Tell me about it.
Are you annoyed by all the loud airplane noise from flights departing Logan Airport these days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by increased airplane noise due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that every single airplane departing from runway 33L on days with northwest winds continues on four narrow paths over specific neighborhoods with near constant noise as a result. Boston West Fair Skies is trying to change this. For more information, including how to join the mailing list and file complaints with Massport and your elected officials, please visit bostonwestfairskies.org. A public service message from Boston West Fair Skies and WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
I kind of feel like that's liberal propaganda. Didn't I read to you like a liberal propaganda?
You did. With this music in the background.
Yeah.
I just... To be honest, I've never experienced the airplane noise.
Yeah, I haven't either.
But maybe we're not like one of the specific neighborhoods that the four narrow paths fly over.
But it's just like airplanes need to go places, you know?
Yeah.
They have to fly over somewhere.
Yeah.
I used to get I guess I'm not that bothered by it because it's just like there's so many airplanes that fly over Los Angeles and like specifically like we have a lot of helicopters. Mm. So like it's just like I tune that out now.
Interesting. I guess we have, like, one of those really small airports near my house that, like, has, like, the...
Well, you have the planes. Illuminati airport.
We do, but it's, like, 50 minutes from my house.
Do you believe in that?
I do.
Mimi's from Denver, for context clues.
Okay, so I don't know if, like, the audience has heard about this conspiracy theory.
It's terrifying.
But people think that the Denver International Airport could have been, like... I think it's like a Nazi meeting center
no.
or something.
Mimi doesn't know about this.
I do.
So basically they think that when the world floods, like Denver's one of the highest points in America.
Oh, I did not know this then. Okay, keep going.
The only reason I know this is because we had like a really long conversation about it a week ago.
Cool.
So it was like $1 billion over budget or something ridiculous. Like, people think it's because, like, they built a bunker for all of, like, the world leaders to, like, live in when, like, this is the 30 Rock theme song.
Yeah.
To live in, like, once the world floods, so.
Interesting. Well, I can tell you about why.
Later. Yeah.
Okay, so, throughout the Denver International Airport, there are like weird clues as to like why this would be.
Uh-huh.
And so for one, there are these like really creepy murals that include lots of pictures of like Nazi soldiers.
Uh-huh.
Which is very strange. And there are these two like gargoyles that just sit at the exit of the airport.
Uh-huh.
Which people also think is really strange.
That's terrifying. Yeah.
I think also there's something about like the floor scheme that like something is like you can't see part of the floor scheme or something in the blueprints, but it's like there.
Uh-huh.
But the main thing that people get really freaked out about is that we have this massive blue demon horse statue that sits like right as you like go out of the airport, you can see the statue. And yeah, so it's very scary. The eyes glow red. And
what's the practical application of that?
No practical application. And the scariest part of this is that the sculptor was killed when he was making the statue because the head of the horse fell on him.
So that's terrifying.
It's terrifying. There's a lot of weird things that are going on in that airport. So if you are a part of the Illuminati or really just want to survive a flood, I guess that's kind of the way place to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on that note, we have two final songs for you guys. We're ending with some classics. I googled, like, you know, best theme songs.
Okay.
In preparation for the show.
I see.
And these were like consistently at the top. Okay. So we have Friends and Cheers.
Okay, let's do this.
Really fast before we exit out. Favorite TV show of all time.
Of all time,
you have
That's
to choose.
That's an awful question.
I'm sorry.
I'd have to go with Gilmore Girls. I've talked about it like that much. Yeah. How about you?
I'd have to go with 30 Rock.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, guys. Tune in next week.
This has been All the Geets, WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. Have a good rest of your day.